Czech exports have just seen a record year with a new high and business with the rest of the European Union flourishing. Daniela Lazareva investigated some of the reasons for the flourishing figures with Jan Buriš of ERA Poštovní Sporitelna.
The Czech export was supported mainly by the good performance of the Czech manufacturing, especially the car industry, which is becoming more and more competitive in the European context. Beside that, of course, the Czech exporters benefited very much from a good performance of our main trading partners, especially Germany and other countries in the Eurozone. Looking at the good performance of overall trade balance, it is worth mentioning as well that we benefited from lower oil prices that helped to cut our overall imports, and therefore the trade balance looks even better than it would otherwise.
Also, there's the impact of the low crown. Is this growth sustainable long term?
I believe that Czech exporters also benefited, of course, from a relatively weak Czech koruna, and especially from the stability of the exchange rate. That's something what is important for Czech exporters, that they don't have to manage the exchange rate risk on a daily basis, and they can be pretty comfortable with a relatively low volatile koruna. Nevertheless, I believe this is not a main factor behind the success of Czech exporters, and I'm pretty confident the Czech exporters are able to withstand stronger koruna even now. And looking ahead, there is probably no reason to worry in 2016, as Czech National Bank promised to keep the intervention regime in place at least 1 year ahead. In 2017, we'll see, but I believe if there is a relatively reasonable strengthening on the koruna, that's not going to hurt Czech exporters significantly.
Over 83% of exports are destined for the European Union, which means that efforts to diversify have not been very successful. Do you see this as a major problem at this point?
I believe that the orientation on the Western European market is not a disadvantage. It's quite natural, as we are still a rather small economy, extremely open, and several products that go to the Western European markets do not necessarily end at these markets and then can continue outside of the Europe. Broadly speaking, I don't see this being a problem, also because the Western European markets are much more stable, and that is true especially these days when we see that the major risks for the global economy are coming from emerging markets, especially from Asia and Southern America. So our focus on Western Europe, I think, can be a kind of advantage in these days.